Hello, Craig.
All right, hour two, Electric Boogaloo. Let's do the do, and on with the shoe.
Hoo hoo hoo.
Cuckoo ca-choo.
I've successfully split the party, into two groups. Into two groups. Which of the two would like to face the consequences first?
I think, to be fair, we should roll off.
Yeah.
And how about we let our guests do that? I say just roll 1d6 and whichever higher gets to go first.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
It also works out because our guests are, you know, split up as well. So it's not like they're on the same team and, you know, me and Sean are on the same team.
Well, I got a 6, so...
I got a 4.
Okay.
All right.
So it's Peaches and Wesley first, by the looks of it.
I will say one thing I like about this campaign is for once me and Eric are on opposite sides instead of being, like, best friend.
It is interesting.
Yes, it's good to see your dynamic getting switched up. So, let us arrive. So you guys are the meat factory. Meat factory people, right?
No,
Peaches and Wesley are the police station.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
And I'll have to leave my sad saxophone in the car. Not saxophone, a trumpet.
That's probably for the best.
Wah, wah, wah.
I appreciated it.
Actually, being a shotgun, a trombone case would actually be more size appropriate.
What if it's a sawed-off shotgun?
Ooh, good point.
That worked. You might be able to keep that in a violin case, I think.
Actually, yeah, we'll retcon it. It is a violin case, not a trombone case or saxophone. What? I've lost track of which instrument I said in the first place. It's a violin now. That's the easiest to remember.
I've changed it.
It's whatever instrument is size appropriate. Let your imaginations run wild.
Works for me.
Alrighty, so the Farmville Police Station is just a small little building. Not much. For a small little town with not much going on. It is exactly what you'd expect of a small town police station. Yes, you know, just a few cop cars, some other stuff, some, you know, maybe a van or something for them to use. So, yeah, what do you guys start off with doing?
I was thinking as we pull up, Wesley looks at the badges. And then he groans to himself, and he hands one to Peaches. He goes, Peaches, I think this one is just, I don't feel comfortable giving you the other badge. And the badge says on it, TJ.
Why?
TJ?
Yep. And he shows the badge he's taking, and it says Hooker. TJ.
Okay, yeah, I thought you might be going there.
Nice.
I did not see that coming. That makes sense. Okay.
neither did I, but it's also fitting for forgery.
Okay.
Now, remember, these are reporter IDs, not, like, police IDs. That would be a little too on the nose.
I just realized I didn't do the Wesley voice either. Damn it! Okay, I can do it. I can do it. I know. I remember how to do it. It's just me being whiny.
All right. It was simple. They have a police station and an evidence room you need records from or need to get into. So what are you guys going to do about it? How are you guys going to go about that?
Okay, so we have our equipment now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to give Wesley my camera. A microphone. You know, just to help with the illusion, because these are things that I have. And then I'm going to put on my name tag, which I'm just going to randomly generate, like, a name that it says on there. Which will just take a second.
Oh, I feel bad. I just realized their news pass is not police. I choked and that makes me sad. Sorry, my bad, guys. A little tired.
I mean, it happens. But yeah, having you go to a police station dressed up as police would not have been a smart move. That's why I had Alistair give you the reporter IDs.
That's how you got arrested. So you guys got your look you're to, you know? So you're just gonna head in and you're gonna fake it? Fake it till you make it?
Yep.
Yep.
Alright.
If I have it an advantage, I can distract.
Cool. Oh, what?
Because I think this police station is going to be jinxed.
Oh, no.
You're going to... Okay. Oh, dear God.
I think I see where this is going, but I'm going to remain silent so I don't meta influence.
All right. So, you guys, I take it. You go into the police station and walk up to the front desk, or what? Are you just going to walk by?
No, I'll go in and go up to the front desk, and I will introduce myself to, I guess, the receptionist there.
Desk sergeant, if I recall correctly.
Desk sergeant? I don't really know how police stations work. I would assume that they'd have, like, a receptionist, and then inside would be, like, other people. Maybe not.
They might just have someone manning the desks.
My dad watched a lot of cop shows when he was still around, so I watched them too. That's how I know the terminology, desk sergeant.
Yes, and mine raised me on Poirot and Ghost Adventures. As such, you now know why I play the games I play. But...
Okay. So yeah, I'm just gonna go straight up to the desk sergeant, hold out my hand and say, "Hi, I'm Karina Travers. I'm from..." This isn't the character pausing, this is the player pausing, because I'm trying to think of, like, a news name. Because Peaches would probably know, like, a news station.
I would make something up online. The older a person is, the less likely they're gonna be internet savvy.
Okay. You can just spit out a bullshit term and I will buy it.
Yeah,
The National Inquisitor?
Okay, was there...
That works way too well.
I had an idea and I lost it. But yeah, let's go with that.
Oh, sorry, we didn't mean to step on your toes.
No, it's okay.
So, the National Visitor?
Yeah. So she's gonna be like, "I'm Karina Travers, I'm from the National Visitor, and, my cameraman and I were just hoping to... get some information about some things that have happened in town recently."
Oh, hello there, young lady.
Wow.
Could I see some ID, ID, please? Or, you didn't call it or anything to let us know. And I'll need you to roll manipulate someone. Roll.
Aren't you glad I give you those IDs?
That's a 12.
Ha ha!
So, yeah, go ahead, head on right in.
Yeah, I think we write the email here.
Yeah, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's us.
And so you saunter right in with little to no difficulty at all. And yeah, you basically, you know, get the ones over. They'll happily answer any questions that they, you know, that they're capable of as responsible police.
Peach's internal narrator just makes a comment on, like, "When your quest is pure, things just work out for you."
I love this. I am here for this.
Peaches sounds like she'd make a great paladin. It'd be very ironic if she was an evil paladin just sort of this. But yeah, back to it.
I guess on the walk there, since I'm the one pretending to be the reporter, Peaches will ask Wesley if there's, like, any particular questions that, like, is there anything in particular that I should ask, do you think?
When I was looking at the picture, that number, I remember seeing it as a kid on the box. Something happened a while back. I'm almost sure of it. That I saw it on the news or something. I can't remember what it is. So it might be related. Like, you know, like if someone's trying to end a bloodline, it's probably revenge.
So you said something about the number on the box. What?
the box that was missed, that was open and stolen from, he was saying that he had seen a box like that with that number before in a news article, like way back when they were a kid, but he couldn't remember much more about it. Maybe direct the questions on what was stolen.
So, yeah.
Okay. So Peach is going to look to Wesley to kind of like hold up the microphone. And then turn to the officer and just start asking. So we heard about the reports that were in today's paper, and I know we're a little bit behind on what's going on, which is why I just really have to, you know, make my boss happy with this. So just anything that you could give me, could you give me, like, is there any details that maybe weren't in the paper today about, what was stolen? Or is it, like, maybe related to any, like, previous crimes? Are there just any leads that you guys have so far?
Well, yes. It was in the evidence locker, and it was part of a, case, like, 20 years ago. Although we, that case was pretty open and shut. The guy who perpetrated it is dead. Very, very dead. The mask is the only thing that it actually survived of him. And, well, now it's missing. And, you know, that kind of looks pretty bad on our part, if we're being perfectly honest. So, that's probably why it didn't get mentioned in the paper.
So, do you think that this is, like, the return of maybe, like, I don't know, like, a copycat, or, like, their kid coming back for revenge, or, I don't know, just trying to, like, reclaim a dastardly legacy?
That sounds a little, far-fetched. It might just... I suppose it could be, but, you know, we've already let the, people involved in that, know about it, and, have some people there to, protect them in the event that anything, happens to them.
Could you tell us anything about the mask? Do you have a picture of it?
Yeah.
Okay, no, I'm keeper voice. Oh, God. Yes, yeah.
Yeah, 1 second here.
And, he'll scroll through the computer a bit and, pull up, like, a news article. It was apparently, like, another front page story. It just sort of has, like, this terrible, like, leather pig mask with, like, sharp teeth in it and, you know, stuff like that. And, like, Leatherface, Mad Max, something along those lines. It's got, like, the goggles are, like, sewn into it. Yeah! This is not a nice place. This is not a nice thing.
That's horrifying.
Yeah, and it's basically just a pig head that's just been...
Yikes.
Like, taken off the pig and, you know, leathered and slightly modified to make it, you know, horrifying. Even more so than having torn a pig's face off to make a mask.
Can we have a copy of that picture?
Yeah, it's a public record.
So, yeah, I don't see why not. And Zoe prints it off for you and gets that to you.
She's gonna fold it up so she doesn't have to see it.
Yeah, it is horrifying. You know.
Nope.
I can't believe that a masked man in this state, in this city, with the news total about him totally localized into this area that no one knows about this.
It's it is a pretty small fucking town. And so you're actually asking a question of the guy?
Yeah, he's actually he's just in surprise that this horrible detail is like this. I guess he's kind of like freaking out the fact that apparently his parents let him see the news on this.
The article obviously didn't have any, like, gore or anything on it. Although that doesn't kind of help you remember it, you know, now that you've seen it. It's like, oh god, I thought that was, like, a fucking dream or something. is kind of your reaction. It's like when you like come across something, realize, holy shit, that was real. I didn't. That wasn't just my childhood kid brain coming up with bullshit. So yeah.
Was he terrified?
Yeah, he sort of replies,
well, you see, no one actually got killed aside from her few pigs. The guy was about, we managed to, save people involved, so it was really a harrowing success, all things considered.
And do you have the name of the person that was arrested for this 20 years ago? I know you said that he passed away, but, just for our article.
Cecil Swineson. Yeah.
Sorry, just out of character. Did you say Cecil Swineson?
Yeah, his family worked at a pig factory, meat factory for a good long while. At least 5 generations of, hard, long work in that fine place.
That explains the very apt name. Okay. And she's going to look to Wesley and be like, I think we have everything we need. Was there anything else that was in the memo that I forgot about?
Question, Keeper. Is he looking at a file while he's telling us about this?
No, he's looking at old news articles because, he can't tell. He might have been, pulled up, the case.
Okay.
Case number for it. He might only tell you.
Okay.
This is, a really old case, so, this stuff has probably reached the public domain at this point. I mean, I'm not sure how that works, but I am gonna say...
Okay.
That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Okay, then, yeah. I think Wesley would just kind of nod. If it was, a case file, I was gonna try to jinx it to steal it.
But, nope. Despite it's a small enough station and, that they've actually managed to be able to digitize a decent amount of it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I think we got what we can get.
Okay.
So, rewind a bit and back to the meat factory, where we have Vivian and Alistair, who are pulling up to the meat packing factory with and all its horrifying glory.
Oh, goody.
Yeah, this is one big old building.
All right, dear. How do we want to go about this? Do we want to just try and saunter through the front door, see if we can sneak in somehow on a public access thing, or shall we be a bit more sneaky from the get-go? What do you think?
I would like to ask the Keeper a question. Do we see cop cars? And
yeah, there is one cop car.
Anything like that? Do you want me to roll to read a bad situation?
Oh yeah, good question.
Just one.
Only one? Okay.
They're just sort of keeping an eye on the building. It's a small town and, everyone has gone home. This is sort of in the industrial district of town, so there's not really stuff for people to do things in. So there's
not much in the way of tourists.
Yeah, and as I said, the plant's already been closed,
Okay, so let me ask a question. I know I was kind of assuming the whole tour thing, but is there perhaps a shop attached to the meatpacking plant where one could, say, buy direct rather than having to go through a grocery store or something?
Yeah, I've got one in my area.
You know what I'm talking about? Because sometimes the factories will have an actual shop so you can buy direct.
Yeah, so I think there is one of those, but there's police tape and it looks like...
But it's closed.
Solid wood door has been nice and closed up.
Okay, so tour thing's probably out and trying to pass by saying that we're just here to pick up some meat.
I mean,
probably isn't gonna work either.
Yeah.
I guess you could say that we drove from out of town and just said, oh, close, what's going on? And play this super tourist route.
Yeah, I think that would be the best way to go about gathering some information. Okay. He's going to park across, no, not across. He's going to pull into the parking lot, pretty as you please, and get out of the truck.
Yeah, this gets the police that officer's attention. There is nothing going on here, and
I'm sure it does.
You're probably the most interesting thing in the end. So you just like, hey.
So Alistair's going to walk up to the building, just, you know, kind of completely quote unquote oblivious. Go, come on, honey.
Hey, hey.
Let's go see if we can get some fresh stuff.
Hold up.
I told you this meatpacking plant was a good idea.
I think Vivian would get out of her car or out of the car and just follow after him, trying to play the role of the doting girlfriend or wife.
Yeah, the police is like, yeah, this place is sealed off for police entrance.
Oh, well, good golly, it's an officer of the law.
Yeah, no, this place is closed off. You gotta vacate the area, you know, crime, there's an active crime scene in there and we don't want people poking around. Yeah, the plant's closed, the store is closed, there's nothing here for you.
A crime scene?
Yes.
Well, shucks, sir, that's a shame. Because we were looking forward to checking this out, maybe getting some fresh meat from that shop over there. I'm gonna go easygoing on the cop.
Okay, roll charm.
No.
Uh-oh.
That's a 3.
Cool. Oof. What is...
Yeah, oof. Not cool. That's a 3. They think that I'm playing them and they won't trust me or my companions. On the upside, experience.
Yeah, sure. Why don't you head ready? He just sort of says, like, pulling out the keys.
Hello, Poppers. It's Sean with the mid-roll for the second part of Peach's Big Mystery. We don't have a lot of announcements this time, but I wanted to just let you know that things are getting in motion. Sid's actually going to be running a D&D game as well as Arsel. We don't want to give out the names yet, but we are borrowing a little bit from Taz in that these are going to be in kind of an alphabetical order. So you're going to be waiting for C&D and... We also have an E, which we're still working on getting a DM. If you'd like to help support our podcast, you can get an Audible trial at audibletrial.com/dungeonsandpop. Some books we might want to suggest are the works of Brandon Sanderson. I totally enjoyed their Reckoners trilogy, which I believe is Steelheart, Fireflight, and then it ends with Calamity. The series is a great listen to, and I think you'd enjoy it. We don't have a standard promo this time. We are shouting out, though, the Ironbound Chest podcast is an interview-style show which interviews different creators in the tabletop RPG community, so it's like streamers, podcasters, that kind of thing. It was a lot of fun. I was actually interviewed by them when my episode's going to come out in August. If you want to check them out, they are the Ironbound Chest on iTunes and other different podcasting applications. If you want to check them out on Twitter, it is at Ironbound Chest. And now, back to our show.
That kind of makes Alistair pause because, you know, he was sure that act didn't work. Maybe it was the accent or something. Yeah, can I read a bad situation?
Yes.
That's a 4!
What the?
You see nothing.
That's another experience. That's grand.
Does Vivian want...
Did I read a bad situation?
Go ahead. Oh, very yes.
Okay.
Please. Please.
This is gonna be.
I got an 11.
All right, that's 3 questions off the bat. Read a bad situation list.
Wow.
Okay.
What the absolute hell?
Are there any dangers we haven't noticed?
There's something pawing on the other side of that door. Like, you haven't. It's very, very gentle and not blatantly obvious. Bat and, you know, the cop's partner appears to be, radioing something.
Ow.
Okay.
Ow, ow, ow.
You have two more.
Let's see.
Little sidebar, listeners. Never try and stifle a sneeze.
Is there any blood?
Ow. No, thankfully.
That's good thing. Then you should be okay. So back to our stuff.
Let's see. I guess what's the most vulnerable to me?
What's most vulnerable to you? Yeah, that door would be.
Yeah.
That door isn't actually holding on very well. You think that if you
okay
that with just one bump, you might be able to get something to happen.
And what's the best way to protect the victims?
Do not try and...
I'm guessing that would be ourselves.
Yeah, ourselves being the victims.
Do not let this cop get his catch you or get you in that building. At least of his own accord. He's got the keys on hand, but you get the distinct impression that that he might try and lock you in there.
Okay, gotcha. So I think Vivian will probably notice this and grab Alistair's arm and just say, honey, I'm sorry. It doesn't look like we're going to be able to check out the meat factory today. We should probably head back, huh?
Oh, well, darn.
Try to lead him away.
If you're sure, darling. And he'll, give the cop a nod. Sorry for the upset. And just head.
But yeah.
Thank you for your help.
And just head back with Vivian.
And the cop is out hold as these pigs come squealing and screaming out of the fucking building. There are at least 10 pigs with bright blue eyes looking up at you in fear and terror as they run off, as they, emerge from the building in a fairly horrifying display, if we're being perfectly honest.
I'd say so.
Yeah.
Yeah, the other officer then is going to...
I think Vivian would instinctively, kind of grab onto his arm.
The other officer is then is getting out of the car, and he's going to go try and help his friend. What do you do?
I, are the police distracted? And then I asked Tiffany, would it be prudent to go in on our own accord, or should we wait for backup of our own?
I would probably assume after that, since we know that there's some seriously weird things going on, I think with the police kind of acting shady and all the stuff with the pigs coming out.
Yeah.
I think it might be a good move to call for backup.
Yeah, I think... Yeah.
And, kind of reconvene.
Lizard,
Yes?
I think heading in further would cause us problems.
Yeah. A question. Now that I'm out of that situation, does Alistair, realize that something was up, or is he just, completely blanking? Does he get that, a cop actually wouldn't...
Oh, definitely. That was fucking...
Let them in on, something was up? Okay.
Yeah, that guy must have been just trying... He might have just been trying to, get you in a bad situation.
Yeah. He is going to take Vivian, and he is going to go back to the pickup.
Okay.
And he is going to drive off.
We're cowards.
As you're going to the pickup, you're making your way down, and then all of a sudden the other cop gets knocked down by the hordes of pigs, and then... You start hearing screams, and as you're going, you start to hear the crunching of bone and flesh.
That's really loud, considering we're probably a good 100 or so feet away.
Ugh.
Yeah, are you guys going to turn around?
In a car, with an engine going.
No, you haven't gotten to the car yet.
Oh.
Do we stop and help him?
Yeah, there are shots being fired right now.
Damn it. Alistair, in good consciousness, wouldn't be able to look Vivian in the face if he turned tailed and ran, so he's going to turn back and go towards the cops and the pigs.
Yeah.
Vivian would probably follow.
Cursing under his breath.
Yeah, so you guys are gonna- So yay, you guys are going to try and help them. Yeah, so about 5 pigs appear to have-
Can anyone but Vivian see me?
As far as you can tell, it's an industrial business. So no one's walking around.
Okay. I'm going to shapeshift into a raven.
Okay. What are you doing in your raven form?
I'm going to fly towards the cop doing the shooting, and I'm going to see if I can't get up in his face and maybe get the gun out of his hands. So I'm thinking I'd like to do is I'd like to swoop in close to his arms and face, which would put me near the gun. And I want to use my wings to kind of beat at his face to distract him, so I can use my talons to get the gun out of his hand.
Using the gun to defend to fight off a pig.
And then I'd like to fly off.
Okay. Act under pressure, I guess.
I know. Act under pressure. Oh, good. That would be a 7.
All right. So, make success. You can knock the gun out, but you'll get hit by one of the pigs. Or you won't knock the gun out and you won't be able to, you know,
okay,
help, or I'm seeing this as a lot more hurt than help, but get the pigs off of him.
Well, the thing is that, and this isn't meta, but I would think that Alistair would pick up that pigs don't normally have blue eyes.
Blue? Yeah.
So there's something quite not normal about this. So he's feeling that shooting the pigs is a bad idea. He's not sure why yet, but also, anyone panic, this isn't an action film, anyone panicking shooting is probably going to hurt someone innocent or themselves, so he's going to want to get that gun.
Yeah. Okay, so you're going to take the hit?
Out of the equation as quickly as possible.
All right, take 2 harm as one of the pigs
bites
at you, but you do manage to get the gun out. You did notice that these pigs don't, that the just the first couple pigs you saw had blue eyes. These ones have brown and green and hazel and very human-looking eye. Like, they don't seem like the standard pig eyes that would fit inside of pigs.
Yeah. Which, I think those are, like, brown or just, like, black.
They're apparently...
It's not actually something I've ever looked into.
Pigs have mostly, like, they just have, like, really big pupils in relative to their eyes, so it's mostly just brown and black.
Huh.
But there are pigs that do have blue eyes. It's just not this blue.
Being far between.
Yeah, not this kind of blue.
Vivian, do you want to do anything to help these poor fuckers? I will note that the other group of pigs appears to be dispersing.
I think I would hop into the truck and, like, drive the truck close to them and honk the horn. And I would think that I'd probably read about, you know, car horns scaring away pigs, stuff like that. And I would like to use my move. I read about that somewhere.
Okay, that helps you act under pressure, right? Okay, yeah, that fits exactly. Go ahead.
Yes, and so instead of rolling with cool, I'm going to roll with sharp.
I was going to say, this is pretty pressure because, you know, she's got to drive the, she's got to act under pressure to not run over anything.
Well...
Okay, so...
I got a 7. I'm glad I did that.
Okay, so... you can either get the car out of... You can either, you know, back off and get the car away from the pigs, which appear to be just drawn more towards the car. Or something bad will happen, but you will have basically drawn all the pigs away from the police officer.
You bet, Lizard. That truck has my everything.
I don't want to risk killing him. I think I'm just going to try to get some of the pigs away.
You'll thin the herd a bit, but you're managing to get the car.
Yeah.
The car shakes a bit as the pigs sort of start swarming around it, but ultimately, as you back away, you do manage to get the 5 that had dispersed away from the first guy, and, you manage to get them away, but they do appear to be...
Okay.
They do appear to be they do appear slightly frightened by it. And getting, you know.
Okay.
Alright, Eric, you're next.
Okay. Thankfully I'm a raven because I can say, fuck! Without getting too much attention drawn to me. Hey, corvids can mimic human speech.
They can. It's terrifying.
The more you know.
Fuck!
Nevermore!
I can't even do it right.
Okay, so where am I? I got bitten by a pig, so I'm not happy about that.
You are currently on the ground because Raven flying, Raven
right.
bitten, Raven floor.
Right.
Yeah, you're currently in the thick of it, and
right.
it looks like you're likely to take another hit if this goes on for much longer.
Right. So my question is, can I get out of there?
It will be an act under pressure.
Hopefully with the gun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And remember that disadvantage you have?
Yay.
Welcome to the...
I knew it!
Oh, no.
I was waiting for it. All right, let's do this. 5, 6, and a 1.
Ooh.
But my 2 lowest mean it's a 6.
Do you want to help him out, Vivian?
Is there a way I can help out?
Yes. Yeah.
I was wondering if me honking on the horn.
I almost want to say no because I want that experience.
Yeah, basically, if you can, yeah.
I mean, do you want me to help you out or do you want to just take the hit?
I'll say that if you rev the engine, you might be able to get their attention.
Oh, let's see. Yeah, yeah, help me out. I'd rather not die for a one shot. I'm liking Alistair.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That is a 9.
That is a 9, okay. Yeah, so that, you help out,
So, bring him up to a 7.
Yeah, so you actually managed to honk the horn, and you managed to scare the pig. Okay, so Alistair.
Oh, that was just, And of course, I rolled really good on that one, too.
I'll say that, yeah, you managed to basically disperse them enough, but the cop is not going to survive.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's just a bad result.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much we can do there.
What, was that the partner or the one that was with the keys?
The first guy with the keys appears to be, the pigs left him alone a little while.
Okay, so it's his partner, the one with the bones crunching, that he's not going to survive.
Oh no, they're both... Both of them were sustaining injury.
Okay. Well, I'm a raven, so there's not much I can do.
But only one of them's gonna die, right?
It looks kind of tasty, but okay. But aside from that.
No!
Hey, carrion birds, man. You gotta...
Just no!
Yeah.
Ravens are cute. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be like mean, but I'm just pointing that out. But yeah, so...
No, I forgot that that ravens are carrion birds.
You can now safely escape, but, you know, there isn't really much you can do for that guy.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to alight on the roof of my truck.
Yeah, and you're going to survey the scene?
Yeah, see what kind of damage is caused.
The other guy, well, not supposed to be that much blood on the outside of the body, nor that much of the body spread out over that much of an area.
Oof.
And the other guy is going through about the same process. He's...
Oof.
You know, the pigs are dispersed, but they're scavenging. On the bright side, the door is wide open.
Okay. I was gonna ask about the keys.
Yeah, they're, you'll need to take a second to look. So, act under pressure to find the keys.
7.
They're currently hanging from, some finger bones that appear to be stuck in one of the pig's mouth.
Any chance I can swoop in for the key ring? Or the keys?
I mean, there is a greater chance of you ending up eating that mouse.
I mean, pigs are pretty big, even if I was a human.
Yeah, at least, yeah, but you might just, you know, pluck up your hand a bit, not, like, lose your entire torso.
That's fair. All right, back to human form, and I'm going to dive for that pig.
Okay.
No! Bad Porky!
Kick ass. Kick some ass real quick.
Give me the keys. I mean, I'll buy it. How's a 10 sound?
Yep, yeah. How much damage does your standard weapon... What do you have for a weapon?
Well, I mean, I do have a multi-tool.
Yeah, and that's 1?
Which is... Yeah, that is just 1, but it is 1 at least. 1 harm, hand useful.
What do you want to use for your extra effect?
I really don't want to kill the pig. I just want the keys. So I'm thinking I'm going to gain the advantage and take 1 forward.
Okay. So, yeah, you managed to do 2 harm. The pig does drop the keys, but it basically runs the fuck away. These things are not... They're courageous in a group, but not in a, like...
Oh.
One-on-one situation.
Well, not so much that. Like, even one of them, yeah.
Actually, to be honest, I forgot it was a tough roll, and I have a minus one to tough.
Oh, okay. That's okay. Yeah.
So that's actually a 9.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still, you know, I still...
Yeah, you managed to do...
Inflict harm, and I do what I want, but...
Yeah, you still managed to hit it, but you managed to... But it manages to get a bite on you, so take 2 harm.
Another 2 harm?
Yeah.
And just like that, folks, 4 harm from an pig.
No, 2. You got attacked by 2, at least.
Fine, from an pig's... So how are we doing unstable? Is it 4 and then unstable, or do I hit unstable as I hit 4?
It's, you hit 4, you hit unstable.
Oh, goody.
Wait, I thought it was 3, then unstable, then 4, because you have 7.
I'm counting the unstable as a box.
Oh, that, okay, so it's 3 and then unstable is sort of the 4th box. Okay.
Yes. So yeah, you're not looking great, but...
Alright, that's fair.
The door is open.
Alistair holds up the keys to Vivian, finger extended. Darling, dearest, we will never, ever speak of this. Yes?
Understood.
Thank you.
So are both cops dead or just one? With the other being...
They're both dead and
on the way out.
Gotcha. Okay.
I mean, you know, there is a reason why people... tend to visit pig farms if they're disposing a body.
Yep. So I think that she would probably take the keys and help him over to the truck. Like, do you have any bandages or anything like that? Because you don't look too good, no offense.
I do not feel, shall we say, springtime fresh either, dearest. I do have a first aid kit, thankfully. Of course, I'm assuming that Lizard.
You might have a small one. You might just be able to heal like 1 or 2 harm.
Well, I have camping gear, which I'm an ex-Boy Scout. A first aid kit would be a part of that.
So, yeah. There will be a small first aid, just sort of to make sure. Yeah.
You know what? If it's 2 harm, that means I'm not unstable anymore. I'm happy.
If it's 1 harm, it'll make you not unstable.
Yeah, I'll take that too. So...
Roll... I guess Vivian...
How are we healing? How are we doing this?
Vivian, roll act under pressure, just sort of to, you know, fix him up.
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to ask, because, like, I don't have an ability to do that. Could I say that I've read about that sort of thing?
Yep, you've read about, yep.
Looking up general first aid kit? All right, thank you, WikiHow. You're the best.
I mean, yeah, I mean, you can Google anything. I would spam that ability like you would not believe.
I mean, it comes automatically. It's just active pressure. Yeah, you can help them out.
That's a 6.
Yeah, you can...
Do you want to give me any advice on how to do this?
Yeah. Being circus folk, I've probably seen my fair share of injuries and had to do the same. It's just easier to guide a person through it. So, what was that role?
Just help out.
Think it full.
Okay. 7.
Yeah, that'll work.
And if it's cool, that's plus 1 for an 8.
You managed to heal up. There aren't really any consequences I can give you other than just time. Yeah.
Gotcha. I think that, like, once he's healed, I think that she would probably say, we should probably call our friends and see how things are going, or maybe... Well, if we call the cops and let them know that 2 of their guys are down, we're gonna be looking mighty suspicious.
Yeah, especially since there's no bodies anymore.
Yeah.
However, a rather large amount of pigs free in the city might add some veracity to our odd claim.
True. Should we be concerned about civilians? Could I investigate a mystery?
They're more or less... They can seem content to munch away.
Okay. Yeah, I think I would probably text Peaches and Wesley and say, hey, if you guys are done, you might start heading this way, and then drop a pen for our location.
Yeah, by this time, they're probably done.
All right. Quick question, Lizard. I kind of spaced out, brain farted. How much harm do I heal?
You'll heal 1, which will fix up your unstable.
Okay, that is solid.
So yeah, you guys get the call, or you guys gonna help them out?
Alistair's just sitting on the edge of his truck with his feet up on the wheel well, just kind of staring at the pigs.
They stare back with a human, with this sort of like human intelligent stare.
Yeah. I think Vivian would probably be sitting in the truck bed just like staring at him and just like, gosh, this is not how I thought my day was gonna go. Not at all.
You and me both, dearest. You and me both. I have the sudden craving for a hamburger. What about you? Wait, no, that...
I could totally go for a hamburger. Do you think DoorDash comes out this way?
No, hamburger's beef. Never mind, the joke's ruined.
Hot dog.
I thought you would just rather have a cow just to avoid pork after almost dying to a pig.
No, this is Schadenfreude. Brisket. That's a brisket, perhaps? Baby back ribs?
Yeah.
Bacon.
I could say a bacon cheeseburger.
So peaches and stuff arrive a few minutes later. Yeah. What are you guys going to do?
I think that Vivian would probably catch them up on what happened. Carefully, of course, leaving out how Alistair almost died to pigs for her agreement, and just sadly jingle Keith.
Speaking of those pigs, they appear to be eyeing you kind of quizzically. Like, they appear to be forming some sort of group on either side of the truck.
Oh, great. I'd like to stay on the truck.
Yeah, Alistair's going to move to sitting inside the bed of the truck now.
Wesley's going to look at this, and he's going to look at Peaches. Peaches, can I have that picture of the mask?
Yeah, I'll hand him the picture of the mask.